real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii on this beautiful Saturday. And if you're listening to the station, to the radio show, you should be down at Mauna Loa Park at the hula contest. Big going on there. Lots of food tents and stuff. And, Wanda's listening to that. She's going to head on there and go eat. So, anyway. The big issue that we see, and whether you want to believe it or not, it's up to you. People shop for the cheapest gas they can get, the cheapest, without thinking that what they're buying is not exactly what is posted on the pump. We're in the industry of auto repair. See a lot of automatic transmissions going bad and engines cracking and going bad because of low octane gas. It's not because of ethanol. Okay? Mechanics say it's ethanol. If they say it's ethanol, then they don't know about cars or engines. Talk to any engine builder, and I mean engine builder on the mainland, and ask them, how important is octane? And they'll tell you. They'll tell you the truth. It's the octane that is damaging engines, not the ethanol. How can it be the ethanol when Brazil has been on 100% ethanol from 1955? 1955 up to present date. And they went from third world and way up there now. How is that? I thought it damages engines. No, you got all the information wrong. It is not the ethanol. It's the octane. And Hawaii has the lowest octane of the whole USA. Why is that? Because we don't have a weights and measures. We don't have an office or a group that checks octane.
Dean on the line.
Oh, speaking of the devil. Speaking of the devil.
Yep, I figured I have to try to chime in quick, but okay, the scoop is Gala Shell was 88 on Thursday.
Wow.
The V-Ball was 88. Now, you know, what Larry said is true, you know, maybe they have reformulated this gasoline for the better, because imagine that 88 octane with only now a 10% mixture of pure ethanol will raise the octane from that 88 to 93.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your listeners need even more proof, I did a manual calculation. I don't trust that built-in computer on what my average miles per gallon is, you know, at the time that you fill up.
You finally go in and figure it out by yourself, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's easier to just manually do a calculation. My reading this time, and I have never in any of my car history ever reached a figure like this, 26 miles per gallon. And this is a V6 engine.
Wow.
This is a V6 engine using the Shell V Power with only a 10% ethanol mixture now. Now, imagine if I had a 30 or 50% mixture. What might
a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, Dean, 99% of the people listening don't believe it.
Yeah, until they try it. Well,
They won't try it.
I'm begging them to try it.
You know, until they lose the engine or the transmission, they won't try it. In fact, a lot of people go through two engines or two transmissions, then decide they got to do something about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But the island of Kauai is worse.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't figure that out. But anyway, just as what you were saying before I came on the air, it's true. It's that you need that ethanol to boost the octane for it to burn smoothly and efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, okay, because hey. What happens is that just with 87, you know, it's just adequate. But if you want gas mileage, it has to be at least 92 to get gas mileage and performance.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dean.
Yeah.
You've been using ethanol all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed any damages like what everybody's saying is happening to the cars?
If anything, it makes the car run more efficiently and more eager. You know, when you gently press your gas pedal, it's either going to be more eager with the ethanol, but without ethanol, you do feel like a hesitation or sluggishness.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you noticed, even when you're reversing and going forward, there's always that delay when you want to go forward, and when you gently push the gas, it's kind of hesitant. That is also attributing to lack of octane.
Yep. I know your van runs really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Okay.
Thanks for the report.
Thanks, George. Hello.
Okay. For those of you with automatic cars, I see it in every car. People reverse out the driveway, and before the car comes to a stop, they jam it in drive and go. That's the worst thing you can do. Or you're going down the driveway in drive and you want to reverse it out of there, you throw it in reverse and back it up.
Why? What are you supposed to do?
You are supposed to step on the brake, come to a complete stop, then shift into the next gear.
What happens if I don't do that?
You damage the transmission. It's a slow damage, but it will damage. You will never get to 150,000-200,000 miles on that transmission. It's done. Give you an example. If you had a manual stick shift car, could you shift from first gear rolling down the hill into reverse without stopping?
No.
You sure? No, you cannot. And on the old style transmissions, if you're in reverse and rolling down backwards, you could not shift it back into first gear to go forward. It grinds. See? And maybe they should make automatic transmissions that way. Then you gotta stop. But then the manufacturers don't want that because they want you to buy a new car. Buy a new car. Okay? My friend Earl Safari Char, he was the best car salesman in Hawaii. The best. He was the only car salesman I ever saw that had a line of people waiting to see him. A line. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, he was very honest, very good. Don't pressure you, nothing. He's really good. Okay? So, anyway. Here's the trivia for today. You ready?
What dealership?
Okay. A trivia for today. Where was the Kapilani Bowl? Don't tell me Kapilani. Where was Kapilani Bowl? Okay. if you can answer that, you get a free bumper to bumper roof to tire checkout on your car to make sure your car is safe. And there's a lot of cars, according to my son, that he services new cars, new customers, when they come in, the car is unsafe. I mean, really unsafe. That's why we need to get rid of safety check, because it's not doing anything, folks. All these politicians are saying it's for safety. It's a lot of BS. It is not for safety. Okay? The $20 or $25 or $30 that you pay is not for the state. It's for the mechanic. Nothing goes to the state. The state administrative people is paid by tax dollars. Move those people into weights and measures where it will do more benefit to the people of Hawaii. 40 states don't have safety check. So, you know,